Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Logan alongside Ben Garrett, final score. The Ole Miss Rebels, 39, the Georgia Bulldogs, 34. By the way, if you were able to come along for the ride of the drive home pregame show, me, you, alongside Jake Thompson, we all picked the Rebels. We all had it in the 30s.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah,
some people had 27.
And you know, I remember. I got one.
That's right. I've ordered a new dongle.
You feel good about yourself?
Feel pretty good.
Here you are after Ole Miss's biggest win in the history of his program. You're picking on little old Ben Garrett, dude. It doesn't matter. He's right. I lost his dongle. I lost my cord for my HDMI.
But we're good.
Oh no, I've got such stories. Like I sat in 611. Section 611, and that's not that far away from here. Actually, it's across the dome.
And by the way, my daughter is in with my good friend Calvin White. So, Calvin, amazing. Thank you. It has been an incredible couple of days.
Incredible.
And what do you say? I mean, let's go ahead and start, first of all, with Trinidad Chambliss.
I was going to say, real quick, I was sitting in 611 with the wife and kids. That whole section became friends. I met so many lovely people, including I want to shout out, this was Catherine, her cat. And she's from the Boston Ole Miss Alumni Association, or like she runs
like Massachusetts, Boston.
Yes. So if Ole Miss ever plays in like the Fenway game, I think I got us a hookup. But it was more fun to spend an incredible afternoon later on into the night, deep into the night, with my wife and my kids, and for them to get to experience Ole Miss on the greatest day in Ole Miss history, Ole Miss football history. What has been accomplished here cannot be sold short. I hate to bring it up, but the man's been texting me all day. And one of the many coaches came up to me afterwards. You know what they said? Pete's already done in 2 weeks what Lane couldn't do in 6 years. And I'm not trying, but like when that's what the players, I was in the locker room, you're in the post game. And we got some great stuff from Kewan Lacy. I talked to a lot of players, but like the sense of we and confidence and just belief in what Ole Miss is. It's already potentially the best Ole Miss football team ever. Could it get even better? Potentially so. What are you looking at out there?
I thought somebody was up top.
He thought somebody was up top.
But it's in the other room.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right.
I want to stay with Trinidad Chambliss real quick, by the way.
Unbelievable.
First of all, we'll get Trinidad in a moment. I've got like a list over here I'm looking at. Okay. I want to start number one. I had this down the list. I'm going to bump it to the top. Ole Miss fans. Incredible. I mean, I said 60 grand. David on the radio, I was listening. I think he said 60, 40. I agree. Not 60. I'm sorry. 40. I thought there were 40,000 Ole Miss fans in attendance. Calvin, thank you. He just let me know that he and my daughter are eating pizza.
Good.
Along with probably thousands of other Ole Miss fans.
It's 12 a.m. in New Orleans. Everybody's either drinking or eating greasy-ass pizza. Yeah. And after that one, everybody have some fun, man. Like, if y'all can't tell, I've been sweating, man, because in the fourth quarter, I spent most of my fourth quarter trying to make sure my wife and kids could get back to the hotel. I got in finally as Ole Miss was clinching the thing, got back into the game. I got to put them on a $100 bicycle ride on a New Orleans guy. He took them there. They let me know how they were doing the whole time. It was wonderful for them, and it allowed me to go on a field and experience something I never thought I'd see.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see.
I never did.
Just the God's honest truth.
So congratulations to the Ole Miss fans that traveled to New Orleans. I talked to a lot of people that came down today, and they were just going to spend the night and then go home. Some people were coming down and then going back home. It's incredible. I was on the field at the end of the game doing video and that sort of thing. And I'm not going to say who I saw because I out of respect for them, but it was a very prominent person, and they were recording. They had the camera. They're recording. They had tears in their eyes.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, dude, I saw grown men in the front few rows over there in the Ole Miss corner where the band was, like doing the same thing, like tearing up. And it's the coolest thing.
I mean, it was. They were tears. Oh, man. It wasn't just misting. I mean, it was
legit
tears.
Legit. And you know what was cool? Those LSU coaches, it's been problematic. But I talked to a few of them who I think are well intentioned, and when they say like. For them, the accomplishment they felt, because it would have been awkward for some of them too. I'm not letting them off, but a few of them I talked to specifically that I have a lot of respect for.
Yeah.
They understand what this means to Ole Miss. A few of them do. I'm not saying all of them, but they understood. And they're like, and they were congratulating, but they were also celebrating themselves because this isn't their accomplishment too. And to see Ole Miss celebrate such an accomplishment. Incredible. And there's so many people that deserve so much credit. Trinidad Chambliss, you started with him. It's obvious. He was the offensive MVP, the Sugar Bowl. He did everything again. But you know what? A few of the things we've been talking about when we were at Manning's, thank you to Alan Samuels for helping us get to Manning's. Yeah. Thank you to pick your group, Riverland Roofing, B&A Bank, like to be able to get to Manning's and then predict in that game. And so many people came up and talked to Brad specifically saying, what's the score prediction? And every one of them hit the 30s mostly. You know what I mean? And for a while there, it didn't seem like it'd go that way. And then the disastrous Lacy fumble happened. And the way he recovered, that dude had 12 carries for 32 yards in that first game. That's it. And this one, 98 yards, 22 carries, two touchdowns.
Hard yards.
Yeah. And overcame – and I asked every person to a man in the locker room, the confidence level of this team, but also what it means – and all their confidence is crazy high. But what it says about the resiliency that they've gone through so much from an adversity standpoint this year, that game was the most adverse game they played, and they kept staying in it and coming back and to get the moment. And when I tell you that's a confident football team, that's underselling it.
I mean,
they're not. I mean, they're feeling
it. We're gonna hear. I want to hear.
But everybody was picking the win, weren't they? And we thought we were in the echo chamber.
No, we weren't.
We thought we were in the echo chamber at the Ole Miss.
I don't ever do this, and I'm about to do something I've never done on the show.
Do something, Brad.
And here's the thing. This is not bull. You can go back and watch it. I said, I didn't get the final score right, but if you remember what I said, the last thing we did at the very end of the pregame show, I said 33-31. What did I say? Lucas Carnero walks this thing off.
He was money.
Now, he didn't really walk it off because there was a couple plays, but he essentially walked it off. Money. Lane Kiffin's going to offer him $25 million to be the place kicker at LSU.
But we need to talk about this and get it out of the way because this is a celebration for Ole Miss tonight.
Yeah.
You heard it down there in the locker room. I heard it down there in the locker room. The only coach I feel like right now of the LSU guys that will continue on, right now I think the only one they think is going to continue on is Charlie Weiss. Because Lane has said to them, come back. It's time to get back on the job. Some push back against it.
You talked to a couple of people today, and that's kind of what you're –
Multiple people today.
You talked to a couple of people, and that's kind of what you were hearing.
And you've heard it too. So that's something that could happen. But, like, all of that pettiness, all of that silliness, just the ridiculousness that was set up through all of this, it doesn't matter. Now, that is a piece of news people need to know, that there is a chance that those coaches go on their merry way. Starting as early tomorrow, the portal opens – now it's today. It's open.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Pete about the portal. And my God,
who gives a damn?
Million people in the room, and I only got one question. I asked it to the defensive lineman who was a player of the game, and we all know
William Eccles, man.
That Eccles is the guy, and I wanted to ask him about that because he deserved that opportunity. Trinidad Chambliss today, 30 of 46 for 362 and
that
two touchdowns.
Nuts, man!
Had a huge game.
And that scramble he had when he went backwards almost
played a game.
The goal.
There are a lot of plays, and really in the first half, I looked at Jake, and you know, Ole Miss had two fourth down plays. They didn't convert. And I'm leaning over to Jake. I'm like, man, you know, they're not converting these fourth downs. They're forcing punts, but they're not converting. They're getting field goals, but they're still in the game. Mm. And I knew if they were still in the game, they had a chance there after the first half. You know, I asked Eccles about what happened at halftime because 21 points to 3, and P is like, yeah, I don't know what he was singing about, but, you know, we didn't give up that touchdown. That was a scoop and score, dude.
It was.
And he kind of laughed. He laughed at me when I was like,
think about this, though. Like, and I asked, we got a lot of post game sound. You're going to hear from Kewan Lacy in just a second.
Oh, no, Miss fans are going to like it.
I think they're going to like it. I'm just saying. Kewan Lacy.
He may go to LSU, but you're going to like this soundbite that I asked.
It's funny. Y'all are going to get mad at me. I saw him in the locker.
All the LSU people were asking questions. Here I am with my little camera there. And I was like, oh, let's go ahead and just blow it up.
Yeah, sure. And you nailed it. Here he is. Listen to Kewan Lacy talk about.
And by the way, I want to set this up.
Okay,
three, and I'm not going to name them, but three LSU beat writers were there. And they were like, so, you know, what about this and the other? Da, 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 da. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and nip this in the bud. Here's what I asked him.
Oh, nailed it. Let's see.
All the fans out there, you know, we love them so much, and we thank them for the support. And I just love being a Rebel, man. Go Rebs, man. Howdy, howdy.
I love being a Reb.
I was like, what's it mean to be an Ole Miss Rebel? What was it like tonight seeing all those Ole Miss fans? And the LSU guys just looked at me. I'm like, look,
like,
I mean,
Ole Miss. Like you were the leper.
Yeah, Ole Miss is playing a football game. LSU lost in the Texas Bowl. What is this about?
That's right. And I'm glad that, like, this win, let's make sure to contextualize what it means. All right.
What? This game tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, all of that stuff. That guy, it's always going to be part of the
culture. No. This is much bigger than Lane.
So much bigger, man.
This is like program.
This is a statement. Like, this is.
Like, this is generational.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the big. John Darnell, who I think the world of, did a great job tonight on the call. He, DK, Brett with a pre and post, G-Dar, and, man, Harry Harrison, they're all great.
Yeah.
But I listened to the entire broadcast, and Darnell was like, you know, if he makes this kick, talking about it before, he's like, it'd be the biggest win in Ole Miss history. He made it.
He made it. Well, like, and like, I want to talk about some.
Did this kill We Are Ole Miss?
Yeah. Well, that's been killed. I'm serious.
Really?
I think the We Are Ole Miss shit.
Even those tried and true.
Dude.
In the first half, down.
I understand. I live with
fourth
a lot of
and 25.
People. I understand. But like, two third and long is given up and bus plays, one of which leads to a touchdown. A disastrous fumble. You're probably driving to kick a field goal to go up.
Yeah.
At halftime, and it's a two-score swing, for goodness sake. Everything was going – like, those would be the times when We Are Ole Miss would bubble up to the surface and finally make her ugly face seen.
Like, at some point when it's like, you know, here it comes, and it doesn't come. Well, how many times does it have to come before, you know, you're proven right? So anyway, I just thought that was funny because, like, Ole Miss had just absolutely, you know –
Look at that. Daniel Bryan. You know Daniel Bryan, wrestler?
Yes.
Yes. I was actually here. I was telling my wife and kids again, sitting in 6-11, and that was their first true Ole Miss game. Truly. And I know that sounds insane, but, like, they don't care about football. I love them to death. They love Ole Miss and going. Yeah. But, like, so they really are of the age where they can appreciate it. They started keeping count of how many people called me the ho guy.
Yeah.
And I think we've hit well over 500. Which is hilarious, but more importantly, to be able to say, hey, guys, to tell them the history of this place, how big it felt in 2016, and that was an exhibition game against Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
It felt huge, and I saw C.J. Johnson today at the Sheridan. Looks amazing.
Hey, I saw Deuce, by the way, backstage.
Did you say hello?
I did. He says, man, I'm sorry. I didn't get with because he's supposed to be on the show with me. He said, y'all call me and get me on the show next week.
Okay, good. So, dude, I love Deuce McAllister.
Chris Lowe should be coming.
Chris is a delight, man. The first thing
trying to book this stuff while we're hot, while we're on the heater.
Speaking of since we're hot, we have no idea how we're getting to Tempe. No clue.
Let me do this real quick.
Okay, so if you that QR code that way. I don't know what I'm doing. That QR code on your screen. Now that looks dirty. That QR code on your screen is for my Venmo. If you just want to tip us tonight and help us get to Tempe.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It does, but it is. It's whatever. Like,
we
don't have to.
We want to go. Now, we've got a lot of sponsors.
And I promise you, whoever.
But I'll be honest, I did not anticipate winning this game and going to Glendale, Arizona.
Well, we called it, though. Like, I got
the princess wants to go, too. She's already texted me. And so.
You're screwed.
I know.
Unless they, like, scan the QR code. We split it 50-50. It's simply a way for us to get the tip, and we'll shout you out. You meet up with it. We'll get your hats and stuff sent to you. But
whatever you need,
we'll figure it out.
We've got Mary Two Hats coming from College Corner. We'll get Scott to get some.
Well, Scott will hook us up because seeing Scott, like, everybody was here.
Douglas, just don't go to sleep because we're not going to sleep either.
No.
Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram of Oxford. Brian and Mason. Brian came by the tent. What am I doing? Brian, he came by the restaurant today, Manning's, 371-8284. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Mason. Mason came by.
I saw both of them. I saw Brian.
I didn't see Brian. I saw Mason. Of course,
man,
we interviewed him.
And he's like, yes,
Hassan, this is Pete Golding's team. It's not even a question.
Helmet sticker for all the fans. Yes.
Yes.
I like, because it wasn't 3-1, because I know you got to, we got to give some shots.
No, it was
here.
Not 3-1, but it was 60-40.
Dead gum right. It was 60. No, like Ole Miss fans.
There were 40,000 Ole Miss fans there. And Ben, I sent you some pictures. See if you can pull some of those up when you can.
Oh, yes. You sent me some pictures. You read to them.
Yeah, look that up. But I want to show some pictures that I've got during the game. Chick-fil-A of Oxford. I want to thank Lance. I saw Lance. He was sitting, I think he was at 5-11. Super good dude. Chick-fil-A of Oxford, West Jackson Avenue.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's Pete. We're going to get to it in a moment. Chick-fil-A of Oxford, West Jackson Avenue, North. Go by and tell Lance how much you appreciate him sponsoring the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Heal Counseling. Chad texted me this morning. He's fired up. Heal Counseling. HealCounseling.com. Intake at HealCounseling.com. Mental health, psychotic, medication management. No jokes here, man. That
wasn't a joke earlier today.
No, I'm being serious. I mean, if you know someone that is in need of mental health.
As someone who's dealt with mental health stuff entire life, dude.
It's all in my family,
rules,
too.
Man.
It does. Go talk to somebody.
Seriously,
because somebody
dude.
Cares, I promise. 5 locations in the state of Mississippi. Give
I ain't
Chad
ashamed
a call.
Of it. Like, I was like, when I sat down with my cancer person, I said, what do you want to start with, Daddy? Mary. Hey, Mary.
There you are. Her law firm, Philip, came to talk to us today. Accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, hernlawfirm.net. Please give Philip a call, 235-8850. Mm-hmm. Tell him how much you appreciate us on the show. Let's talk about the receivers for a minute. There are two that jump off a page. Caden Lee almost made a great catch. Daquan Wright, a couple plays. Two big drops. But they fought their butts off and came back.
Hit on that. It adds to the adversity angle.
Yes.
The third and longs.
Two.
The fumble. The fake punt was a great
Oh,
punt.
My gosh. That was a big
That was insane.
Yeah.
That was, dude, well designed. Sometimes
it was a terrific call.
Yes. But the drops. Daquan not going out of bounds. And
the two pass interference calls on the touchdown drive.
Yes. But, like, Daquan not stepping out of bounds, cutting it upfield, and time runs out. They can't kick field goal for the halftime. Like, there's so many things that, like, should have led to a loss. But it speaks to how – I said this, and it needs to be – Ole Miss hasn't gotten enough credit all year for how consistently good they've been. And they did. And don't forget, like, this is the team they could not beat or get a single stop against in October.
Four punts.
Like, they're counting
four
punts.
Four bombs by Brett Thorson. By the way, they do have a punter.
He's
got a
awesome.
Freaking cannon of a leg.
That first punt that they downed.
It's like a tight spiral, like you're throwing it.
Dude, we're gassing up a punter, but, like, it was amazing. That one punt, and dude ran up, Humphrey ran under it. This is some next level stuff. Ooh. I'm not trying to hate Isaiah Hartshorn, but, like, all he does on kickoffs is this right here. You can't fair catch. You know, like, he got a pretty easy job. That man's he's actually having some skill. And
plus, it's in a dome. This the ceiling's really high.
What a great environment for it. Like, it felt like the biggest game ever. And it was so awesome.
I want to run through these stats real quick. Trey Wallace, 9 catches, 156.
Huge,
and had a touchdown.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 9 catches, 156. Awesome.
They had 2 100-yard receivers.
Yeah, Deshaun Stribling, 7 receptions, 122. And then Caden Lee had 4 for 19. I thought, here's a player, only one catch. But, man, Logan Diggs had some good minutes today. He's just been that guy for me.
He really has. And, you know, there's a lot of unsung heroes, and he's a great place to start because it's easy to talk about Trinidad, what Trinidad did today.
Yeah.
That's real easy. It's easy to talk about what Kewan Lacy did today. What about Carter Short, the snapper, for all
Money.
The kicks? What about the whole process for Lucas Caniera to hit a 57-yard field goal?
After he hit a 55-yard
field goal. And we need to say something about this.
The quickest record breaker in Sugar Bowl history.
And it's a small but significant shift in the analytics decisions, right? Like, Lane probably goes, or he takes a delay of game and he punts. But he probably goes in that situation. And Pete went with his kicker. Some would say it's a little more conservative. No, he's constantly chasing points, and he believes in his players.
I thought it was something.
He didn't follow a book. He followed
a
little. But then he also went for it on fourth down. It was a good call. It didn't work. Yeah. But, like, Pete Golding is making this – he's fashioning this in his image. And I have so many players in the locker room, in an awesome celebratory locker room, about how Pete's handled this specifically. And Xavier Harris gave me the quote of the night to me. I wish I could play it. Maybe I can in a second. Xavier said, dude, like, his energy – and who he is, everybody knows what he stepped into. But like, just for him being who he is, it has been an added like boost for Ole Miss that they needed. Like, it had gotten to a place where it was almost combustible to an untenable point. And he was like the palate cleanser that Ole Miss needed to make it just about what? The ball. Winning. Spotting the ball. Winning games. And that's exactly what they did against the team that most everyone thought, except when you and I got wrapped up, swept up in the echo chamber for the last 2 days.
Listen to this. I didn't know this. By the way, I asked Suntarian Perkins about the play. I can send you that too. We'll get to the defensive player I want to talk about in a moment. Pete Golding. Let's talk about him for just
That's
a second.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, what an incredible thing for him.
Hammond, Louisiana. Not an incredibly emotional guy, but he did say he was asked by a question by a person from the Hammond Star. And the young man said his name, and Pete leaned back, took a swig of water, said, "Hammond Star. Yeah, you are, baby."
Mm-hmm.
And
that'd be like if I was like New Albany Gazette, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that, it means something.
He said, "Man, hey Pete, what's it mean to be from Hammond, Louisiana, mm-hmm. win the Sugar Bowl?
Win the Sugar Bowl.
Hit this.
Hey guys, put a lot of work into this in our building, and our community, and our fan base, and recruit really good players like these two guys, and to be around these dudes on a daily basis. Like, I don't want to tell you. And yeah, it's definitely special. You know, being 35 miles away, my brother lives in New Orleans, a bunch of family, and you know, a bunch of him and I boys here tonight. So yeah, absolutely, we love playing at the Dome. But you know, more importantly for these guys, they have the opportunity to keep eating for a championship. And that was the one thing that has been consistent for us since we've been here 3 years. This guy over here was pissed off last year we made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I know everybody else was doubting us this season, but the goal of this season and why Trinidad came was to compete for a championship. And that's something that we're going to do around here on a consistent basis.
There it is. That's something we're going to do around here on a consistent basis.
And you believe him when he says it, because like the amount of crap that guy
is almost going to win the national championship, Ben.
Look, we can't backtrack on it now, friend.
I mean, that was kind of just to drive subscriptions for me.
Really?
Kind of.
It was drive subs that you don't wait.
No, well, what I mean by that is drive content.
Sure. I meant what I said, and I stand by it today. I said whoever wins this game is winning the Natty, so you're damn right I'm picking Ole Miss to win. Indiana looked really impressive today.
They sure did.
Man, that's a good football team. Kurt Cignetti, he's the best football coach in America. Kirby Smart is the standard, and it's not a knock on Kirby. It's just a celebration of how good Kurt Cignetti is. They clinically beat the dog piss out of Alabama today.
Last I checked, I think it was 38-3 was the final.
And when I saw that final, it actually made me feel better about this game. Can we tell you why? Because I was like, you speak of We Are Ole Miss shit? It was really nice to see somebody else be the one instead of 0-7, 0-8, it's 1-7. Because there's always going to be somebody that broke that spell of – because all the first-round bye teams were losing. But now this is 2 years in a row where Georgia was a first-round bye team and lost. You wonder what's going to come in the offseason? Dude, there's going to be some change, brother.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be some change. But, like, you get Miami while Oregon gets who? Indiana. That's going to be a hell of a game. I love that matchup. Dante Moore versus Fernando Mendoza. You might be talking about QB 1 and 2 for the NFL draft in the spring. You know what I mean? But whoever comes out of that, this team that is 13-1, that has beaten all comers, that one blemish on the resume has been wiped away. It doesn't make a Baker shit.
Yeah.
That they got whipped. God, sovereign, forgive me for cussing. But, like, it don't matter.
It don't stop.
But it don't matter what happened. Yeah. Like, everything, like, it don't matter how messy it got for the last couple months. None of it matters now. Like, dude, you are one of the final four teams in college football. And there is not a team other than Indiana that left that has a better case for being considered the favorite than you. So not just being stupid old me and trying to be a homer. I don't try to be a homer. I meant what I said beforehand. The team that won this was going to win it. So I'm picking them all the way through. Are you going with it now?
I'm there. Hey, look, I just sent you a picture. I want you to show that encapsulates what it means to me. For Trinidad Chambliss. I took this on the way after the press conference.
Hold on. You keep talking because it's going to take me a second.
And I want to, by the way, Tyler White and T. White.
Dude.
Super good. He's a friend of mine, and he is my number one sponsor on the college football playoff for the Logan Media Network. And I want to thank Tyler for all of his work. TWhites.com. Please Go to TWatch.com. Order any type of custom thing that you need. Tyler will hook you up, I promise. Tell him that you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. He is my title and presenting sponsor of all of the college football playoff coverage that Ole Miss has done, has been through all year long. Thank you, Tyler. It is a privilege to partner with you. Scott in the College Corner Store in Oxford and Ridgeland. Scott came by to see us today. CollegeCornerStore.com. We saw his mom, met his mom today.
We met his mom. I've known his wife. She is one of my favorite people I've met this year. She is just absolutely awesome.
662-550-4330. You know that. Yeah. CollegeCornerStore.com. Tell him you heard about it. Save 15 cents. Save 15% today. Scott texted me and said, Sugar Bowl championship gear will be ready to roll tomorrow. I'm going to send out a link on my X page at Brad Logan COTE, and we'll go there. This picture perfectly encapsulates Trinidad Chambliss, man.
Oh, okay. Sorry. This is what he was talking about, and it really does, because I was standing there too. Look at him celebrating. Just chilling on a golf cart, and a couple of cheerleaders walk by. And they're all like, "Oh, it's Trinidad, congratulations!" Like,
yeah. So he's taking selfies, and they're trying to, they're gassing the golf cart.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, that man's been thrown a hell of a lot of adversity too this year. He wasn't starting, you know what I mean? He didn't say nothing, but I said before the year, you can vouch for me on this. I said if Trinidad Chambliss gets that job, he ain't giving it back.
So, I did a live at the end of the game, and I was on X Live, and I turned the camera around.
Hardest worker in the business, right here.
So Deshaun Stribling was having a moment with his dad.
Oh, I got it.
And so it's on my Twitter live.
See if I can find it.
And so, yeah, it was so cool. And you could see her, man. They were just sharing a moment. I mean, that's a football player, man.
Yeah.
He, along with many others in that wide receiver room. Look, man, in August, I told you and I told anybody that would listen, Ole Miss got the best wide receiver room in the country. And damn it, if I'm not going to be right at the end of it.
Did you say damn?
No, I said dang if I'm not going to be.
Darn it. But you were right. Because, like, look.
Luke Costas down.
I was so pumped for him. He has been through so much, man. Like, they all have. Like, a lot of, they're well compensated. It's very much a job. But they put a lot of work into this. And, Luke, it's been hard for him. A major injury in July.
Yeah.
All he wanted to do was get out on the field. And, like, he was their probably number one offensive addition through the portal, according to portal rankings and stuff for On3, the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and On3. Sign up today because the title run's still going right here and now. So 50% off the Ole Miss Spirit. Sign up. It's still going. Where Ole Miss is still in this set. Get 40 on the show. I've been texting with him. We'll get to that in a second. Mary says Deuce is her buddy. Deuce is the best.
Yeah, I love that guy. He said he would come on, so we're going to get him on this week, hopefully.
Ben, did you dance and yell? I was in 6'11 talking like I talk, which is very loudly. The Pete Fleet, I love that, the Pete Fleet. They have let the Rebs get hot. They have. It felt like, and I was talking to David Kellum, and I was talking to any number of people, and you know how many said it feels a lot like 2022 Omaha? It does.
And I want to give credit. There was somebody in the chat, and I want to say the live stream we did. Yeah, at Manning's. And somebody said, man, it feels like 22.
It does.
National championship.
And the question now becomes the health of the team. Like, I saw Caleb Odom in a sling. He had a separated shoulder.
Yeah.
He got put back in place. He thinks he's going to be all right for the Fiesta Bowl, which is so cool to say. I'm sorry. I got this
in Thursday.
Yeah.
God willing, as my dad would say.
Yeah.
Now what is the old saying? It's the something and the creek don't rise.
Oh, dude, I don't remember that.
Somebody hit me up in the chat. Something about
something about the creek not rising.
Yeah. If the Lord comes back and the creek don't rise. Somebody help me out.
Hey, I love this from Mark Wallace. He's bringing receipts. Show the clowns picks on College Game Day. You took a picture of that, didn't you?
I did. I'll send that to you.
All of Georgia. So, of course, we're at Manning's, and we're talking to person after person, including Eric Rice.
Great having him on.
Number 80, baby. Like, when tight ends were 80s, you know? Like, anyway, and everybody was picking Ole Miss, of course, and we're thinking, well, dude, it's just because we're around all Ole Miss people. And everyone kept coming back to like 38, 35. I think that's what I ended up settling on. And dang, if it didn't play out exactly that way, but how they got there was just such an incredibly telling and cool experience, because it was a great encapsulation of a team that's dealt with adversity and just keeps coming, man. Keeps coming on. Keeps busting the ass, man. They keep going after it. They don't give in. That, like, till the clock strikes zero, they don't give a shit what it says. They're going to keep playing. You know what I mean? That is something that was adopted by Kirby Smart. It's very much a Nick Saban thing. Who gives a crap what the score says?
You know what Kirby said at the end of the game?
What did he say?
It felt like a road game. Ole Miss fans, you are to be applauded for that.
Good Lord willing, and the creek don't run.
Thank you very much, Sir Brando 20.
Oh, Archie.
God bless you, sir.
So many of them.
There you are, Archie.
Oh.
Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
But it's what James,
we will be in Phoenix, he's doing Arizona. The band.
James, like, up on Cripple Creek.
Up on Cripple Creek.
Oh, man. There it is. Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
There it is.
Representing all the right. Creek Indians, very old saying of the deep zone.
Even better, Charles. Thank you.
Dang, Charles is
so if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
And people donate to our trying to get to Tempe fund. I don't know how to do it. What am I doing?
It's over here.
It's here.
So we want to go to Phoenix. So hit that Venmo. And then all of our sponsors, thank you for helping us get there. Build Different Fitness, BDOxford.com. Contact at BuildDifferent.com. That's at 2580. West Jackson Avenue in Suite 39. The crew came by to visit with us today. And I want to say a special thank you to our friend Blake Jones and Take Charge Small Business Payment Solution. Come by to visit with us today. Thank you, buddy. We're going to be in touch with those people we met at the Alumni Association.
Yes, we are. Yes, you are. And I met I saw Lee.
Jordan Rogers. I like Jordan Evan, by the way.
He picked
Not just because he picked Ole Miss. I think Jordan's really good at what he does.
I think so, too. But I want to give out some helmet stickers. I want to talk about
I'll hit you a message when you're ready for that.
It's hard because can we talk about – we got to give him a stick because I want to talk about one thing specifically. I saw Caleb Cunningham.
I still got to ask about defense. Go ahead.
I saw Caleb Cunningham on the field. I think the world of that kid.
I was standing beside you.
You heard him.
I did.
What'd he say? I asked him straight up. I said, you good? I said, your turn's next. What'd he say? He said, I ain't going nowhere. And listen, I promise you, LSU's already been coming after him. Mississippi State's already been coming after him. We got to talk about this now. The game's over. It's January 2 now. Damn portal's open. Caleb Cunningham's big old smile, but I ain't going nowhere. That's such a huge piece for 2026. Not for now, but man, the culture that they're building, that is a almost five-star plus prospect.
Yeah.
And for him to sit and wait, Bryson Sanders did the same daggum thing, four-star prospect, saw him in the locker room. And dude, he'll tell you, it was hard to sit and wait. And he started every single game, the same almost starting five all year long for Ole Miss. All year. It's just like in 2012. Hugh Freeze said it straight up. He was like, one of the things, everyone talks about Bo Wallace when they went to the Birmingham Bowl. And this environment, like, does the Birmingham Bowl not feel like a long time ago now after seeing what we just saw? But one thing he praised about that team, he said, man, we had our same starting five offensive linemen all year. They've done it over 14 games, more games, and I would argue much more strenuous circumstances, all right? Like, and this group is held up and right in the middle of us. Bryson Sanders in his first year started. And he gets to be – he's a leader now. And he gets to say, it was always about us. It's a really cool thing to see. It was awesome to shake hands with Tyler Banks, man, who's been such a leader through everything. You know what I mean? And for him to talk about, like, wearing the Chucky in 38 – in 2025, 26 after you just did that? Man, that runs deep, Brad. You know what I mean? He was like I was the Chucky guy. And, like, I'm the Chucky guy for the best Ole Miss – season ever. The only way it gets better is if you win a title. You know what I mean? Like, and it could end next week. It could. I believe they're a team of destiny. I said if they beat Georgia, they're going to be a team of destiny. And I'm right there. It was just so cool to see Leanne Toohey on the ground. She was just she's as sweet as she could be. So fired up. It's like the Walker Jones had tears in his eyes. Dude, he worked his ass off.
I was just about to say, I walked down to the field. And I looked, and he just had his arms crossed, and he was just looking around.
Bro, I said, man, dude, you should be puffing your chest out more than anybody. This is your job. That talent acquisition, and it's been hard for him. Matt McLaughlin, same dude.
Oh, working so hard.
You know, and because it was never just about one guy. You know what I mean? It was always about the we, and now the we gets to celebrate. You know, it's just really cool. I know we got to hand out stickers, but like to be on that field and to see that celebration, it was something else.
Check this out. Xavier Harris, 10 tackles, five solo tackles. And then one quick thing, helmet sticker. And Ben,
he started slow.
I've got to run here pretty quick. I've got to go get my daughter.
That's okay.
But just want to say the group that I have been really, really high on all year that has gotten better is the offensive line.
You know so that. You pushed back on day one when people were hammering Patrick Kudus.
Yeah.
And you know who I saw sprinting across that field celebrating more than anybody? Patrick Kudus.
Yeah.
The whole trophy award winner. You're absolutely right.
And so that office, I saw John Garrison in the game, and it's just that that entire group has been incredible. And so just to be able to watch all of them has been fantastic. Helmet sticker, obviously the offensive line for me. Talked about Xavier Harrison, how well he did, but the MVP,
I didn't know he did 10 total tackles. He started slow, but man, that's nuts.
But Will Echols had the two tackles for loss, and that just really kind of put him above. I've said he's probably playing better than anybody on defense. But I want to give one to somebody that got picked on late in the game, and that was help me out. Got the pass interference. Kapina Gushukin. got picked on. Mm-hmm. But man, he closed hard.
He closed hard.
Played hard in the entire game. And so it was good to get to see him. And it was a big one. And Ole Miss is headed to play in the Fiesta Bowl. Hard to believe.
My number one helmet sticker goes to this incredible community that is Ole Miss. Holy shit. New Orleans has been.
Yeah.
I just can't express. And I hope it's like this in Tempe. It feels very much 2022-ish. And for baseball, and I get and but that was special unto itself. But now, I can't imagine what it would be like if Ole Miss won a title. But if it's anything like this, buddy, it's the greatest Ole Miss experience you'll ever have. I'm going to give a shared helmet sticker. Let's just give them to everyone in helmet sticker. Harrison Wallace, 9 for 156 in a tutty. DeJohn Stribling, 7 catches, 122. Caden Lee. Man, I know he only did 4 for 19, but he drew one of the biggest plays of the game, that targeting penalty that resulted in a dismissal. I think that Caden Lee, who's being pre-portaled by Georgia already, they're talking to him. And this is happening now. That man went in there, put his body on the line, worked his ass off. He didn't get what he needed, but he gets a helmet sticker from me. You know what I mean? Because you had 2 100-yard receivers, but you also had guys out there grinding. You had Kewon Lacy rushing, unlike the first matchup when he went for 31 yards. Now he's going for 98 with a long of 16. You know, it's not just the offensive line. Bryson Sanders isn't blocking. You know what else it is? Caden Lee and DeJohn Stribling when he's not catching 100 yards. But Caden Lee out there when he's not getting the targets, even when he's open, deserves a helmet sticker.
Ole Miss 7-4 in the Sugar Bowl.
Second most all time now, only to Alabama. That is nuts. Lucas Caniero, helmet sticker, 100%.
No doubt.
Who else has to get a helmet sticker?
I mean, you got to give to Pete Golding. He's 2-0 and 2 playoff wins.
It like so many coaches and players said to me down there. I didn't say nothing. They just said it to me. Took Pete 2 weeks to do what someone else couldn't do in 2 years. I mean, that is the biggest win ever.
Full coverage on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's olmspirit.com. Be sure and follow us on the Logan Media Network. We're at Facebook, Twitter, TikTok.
Everywhere.
Brad Logan, COTE. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to Tyler White and T. White.
Suntarian
means
Perkins.
A lot. Suntarian Perkins has to get
for
one.
All 6 tackles, man. He deserves it too. I know he's got to go get his daughter, and I've got to go see my. So we're about to wrap this up, but when are we going live again? We're going to go live
whenever we can get home and get a couple hours sleep.
Yeah, but what an incredible.
Thank you to everybody that followed along. It's been great. Everybody that said hello to us. Everybody that came to Manning's. It's been incredible. The Alumni Association, it's been a wonderful couple of days. We appreciate everybody.
If you're watching, this still or are going to continue watching, watch the replay, we'll be back. But, like, hey, that QR code, scan it, help us get to Tempe because we'll have another setup. We'll find a bar in Tempe, won't we? Just like Manny.
We'll take care of it. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Oh, that was so fun, dude.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.